Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. After Ramadan, with the fadl, with the mercy, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this majlis, this gathering of tazkiyah, of purification, we resume with the new year, and today is the first majlis, and we should do dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala allows us to continue with iman and safety until Ramadan again in the same way, and we are able to conduct the majalis, all of them, in the same way. In the Quran Hakim, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has ordered, has stated, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَن زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَن دَسَّاهَا. So insan, the human being, his success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, is that for success, what do we need? We need to do tazkiyah. The human being, to attain success, has to do tazkiyah, has to clean and purify his batin. And that is where success lies. And this is a very big message of Allah for every mu'min, for every person who believes, that falah, success with regards to the hereafter, we cannot attain unless we do not complete tazkiyah in this world, which we are living. So to understand the importance of tazkiyah, it is enough for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this whole month that we've just passed. This month, Ramadan, its objective was just this, tazkiyah, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may attain God-fearing consciousness, awareness, so you can do tazkiyah, so you can purify yourself. So 30 days, we practice totally tazkiyah, purification. And the importance of tazkiyah is so much so, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via ibadah has told us, via worship, this action, which especially Allah ta'ala gave to us in Ramadan, which is the fast, that all of the acceptance of the fast hinges on one thing, on tazkiyah, on purification. If with the fast a person does spiritual batini sins, backbiting, lying, or other internal batini sins, then a person's fast becomes fasid, it's spoilt. So in the same way, all the amal in our lives, all the actions in our lives are hinging on tazkiyah, on purification. If a person does correct tazkiyah alongside that, then all the amal that we practice and we present to Allah Ta'ala, we will hope to present in Allah Ta'ala's court, then inshallah Allah will accept them. So it's very important, tazkiyah, purification, cleanliness of the soul, purification of the soul. Now the method, the means to attain tazkiyah according to the hadith and the statements of the pious predecessors, there are two things we learn that clean and purify the batin, the inner soul, the inner self of a person. And alhamdulillah, after cleaning the soul, purifying the soul, then the individual gets the tawfiq, the capability, ability that his amal improve, his deeds improve. Now there are two factors that me, you, we are all students of this subject. We are all talib ilm. We are all students of this journey. And with regards to this, I am presenting and explaining. We are just revising the subject content so we can remember again, because today is the first gathering. So, brothers, tazkiyah, for purification, there are two important factors that are required, two elements. And those elements that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, which are proven from the ahadith and the pious predecessors have explained, apart from these two factors, no other factor can give us tazkiyah. And these two factors are important. One is the company of the Ahlullah, of the friends of Allah. And secondly, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. These two factors, these two elements, directly purify the batin, the inner soul of an individual. And the principles of this, the adab, the way, the method, the tariqah, is we continue to do dhikr and we understand, so we don't go off track, because we are human beings. And alongside this, Allah Ta'ala has also warned in the whole Quran that after doing tazkiyah, don't think that your two enemies, which are your desires and shaitan, that they will leave you. No, rather the method is that when you start the tazkiyah journey, then they will attack you even more. Once you start doing tazkiyah purification, they will try that somehow, let's make this person unsuccessful so that his path to success, we can take him away from that. That's the attempt of shaitan and nafs. This is a very serious subject, my friends, a very serious matter, and I say congratulations extremely to those people who have set forth on this journey to improve their lives and have understood their objective, their maqsad, that without this, our ibadat, our worship is without nur, without Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, and without any good effect. So a person, Allah Ta'ala says, when he tries to make effort, then Allah Ta'ala makes all of his actions easy. So for this effort, this we have set forth on this journey. So in our manzil, our destination, we are hopeful with the grace of Allah, with the grace of Allah, that the initiation of this journey, which is maut itself, death, inshallah, our death will become very easy. So we will realize this at that time, my friends, that how important was this, when maut will come, when death will come. So we shouldn't delay, and there's no need for us to come off track, to come off this path. These two actions, these two elements, the company, the sohbat of the Ahlullah and Dhikrullah, we need to bring these two into our life and to travel towards our destination. Now here a point comes into my mind that I would like to discuss with you and share with you, because this path is very delicate. The path of tazkiyah, purification of the soul, is very delicate. And nafs, desires and shaitan, they try to take us off track many times. We shouldn't be satisfied, oh, I've started to do dhikr and I've got company of a sheikh, a teacher, and I'm successful. No, nope. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't rest. Hazrat Rahimullah, my sheikh, used to state that until death comes, that be alert of, with regards to these two enemies of shaitan and nafs. They will at any time attack you and try to take you off the path. Now, if there's an individual who, praise be to Allah, is making effort and has ikhlas and sincerity and takes hold of this path and has sohbat and the company of the teacher and starts to do dhikr and follows the path as prescribed by his teacher and rejects the sins and has istiqamat, regularity in his ma'mulat, in his daily practices, and totally is benefiting from his sheikh, this is a very good thing, very good thing. And praise be to Allah, totally that individual understands what he should be doing daily and fulfills his daily assignments and does makes effort on a daily basis and is regular. Now, for that individual, such an individual, mashallah, is going first class on the journey. We can see he's going well, but... as I said, nafs and shaitan will bring about new methods to take that person off track. And one new method that they utilize to destroy the individual, and which is a very dangerous, you can say, tool that they use, is that they increase the desires of that person. And many greater person has fallen down from the high levels due to this trap that they lay. And these are words I've heard from my pious predecessors that I'd like to present to you. Now, what is it that makes a person deceived? Though he thinks, oh, I've left sins, I'm doing dhikr, I'm doing my daily dhikr, my sheikh has given me sabak, daily lessons, and I'm doing my daily assignment, etc., and I'm fine, my iman's strong. So with such an individual, nafs starts a new trick. The inner base desires, they take a person towards a new trap, and that individual, he falls into that trap. He falls into a trap and loses out. Many greater person has lost out due to this. And what is that a trap that they lay? That is kashf, visions, dreams, and mubasharat, in other words, good news or announcements that this person hears. Now, principally, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith in Mubarakah that there are good dreams and there are also bad dreams. And kashf, vision, can be good and can be bad. And mubasharat, which mean good news, good tidings, glad tidings, good announcement, can be good and can be bad. Both sides. Now, the link here is that how does that individual understand the dream? How does he take that vision? How does he take that basharat, that good news? How does he accept it? In which way? So here the individual, the weakness comes to the top, to the surface. And then what happens is that an individual is attacked by his nafs, by his desires, and then nafs comes to his dreams in the form of different pious predecessors maybe, or in the form of great walis of Allah. And then that person gets the wrong message, is, oh, you're a wali of Allah now, you should be the khalifa, you should be the deputy of your teacher, you're the best out of everyone, you're successful. Now, he already, that person is good. He's pious. He's practicing the deen, and then in the form of different pious predecessors, shaitan is there, nafs is there, and they attack the individual and make him feel certain. Oh, I saw a dream. I saw this pious person in my dream. He said, I'm this, I'm that. And then that person makes a mistake that the nafs-based desires comes to the surface. Then those desires come to the surface again. That person, his asal, his path, because he hasn't got ikhlas, sincerity. Everyone's weak. Everybody's weak. So what does that individual do? Then he makes that mistake at that time, at that point in time, that individual looks at those dreams and mubasharat, and he starts to travel along with those feelings and thoughts, vision and dream, and he accepts that, oh, I should be on this height. I should be more pious than this. I should be treated better than this. I'm better than everyone else. I'm more pious. I'm good. I'm a good Muslim. So a person falls into this thinking and emotions, and then he makes a big mistake that that individual, due to his mubasharat and dreams, he starts to make demands. And he has the false concept that shaitan tells him, oh, you're this. You're very great. You're a better Muslim. You should have been higher than this now. You should ask your sheikh for a higher status. You should be more closer to your sheikh. And your relationship should be such with your sheikh, and it isn't, and etc. And so his nafs forces that person to then make it apparent what he is feeling and thinking in his heart and mind. And then he starts to say weird things and wrong things and do wrong actions. So this is a big deception within the realm of tazkiyah. And here a person then drowns in his thoughts and emotions. And the biggest loss that that person attains due to this is that he loses out in the tazkiyah. And then obviously it's apparent that a person cannot be complete and total. But a person's mind has become so solid on that platform due to shaitan and nafs trap that he accepts the invitation and the methodology, and he starts thinking that if this doesn't happen to me, then why isn't this happening to me? Why haven't I got to get better status? I should get this status and rank that I've demanded from my sheikh, or these requests I've made. And so many people who are traveling fine, who are going towards Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and then their mind gets overwhelmed with bad thoughts and feelings and emotions and wasafis, and then their route, it changes, the direction changes, they were going towards Allah, and then they come off track, and nafs and shaitan takes that person away from deen. So these points that I'm sharing with you are very important and essential for us to understand. And nowadays especially, this is such a powerful attack of nafs and shaitan. Every man says, I saw a dream. This pious person came to my dream. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to my dream. He said this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in hadith in Bukhari and Muslim that shaitan cannot take the form of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, shaitan cannot come to a person's dream or vision in the form of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He can come in the form of every other individual, but not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here, the pious predecessors have given a great commentary point that an individual has to be very cautious that when he does ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that here, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said himself that shaitan cannot come in my form, taking my appearance. So when a person has such a dream, then definitely he needs to refer his dream to a respectful, pious wali of Allah, and confirmed that in the hadith, in the Shama'il, was this the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like what I've seen in my dream? And this is the guidance we've been given. Every dream, don't consider it to be great. Don't. Because to understand the message of the dream is difficult. There are many examples of it. Tanwi rahmatullah has written a lot of detail on this subject. And when people would come, some individuals would come and say, I've seen this dream, I've seen this, I've seen that. So Hazrat would give an answer, good answers, great answers. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi. And myself, I've seen in the gatherings of my Shaykh Hazrat, people came, I saw this dream, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to my dream, that give me this much money and give me this. And Hazrat would smile and say, oh, you have seen great dream. Great dreams you're seeing, that you should be the peer and the Shaykh in my place and I should be in your place. This is upside down the situation. You're a pious person now. You're pious. So this factor, this, you can say, subject, where a person gets trapped by the nafs, by the desires as he's traveling on the path of tazkiyah, that he leaves the real path, the proper practice, and goes towards unnecessary things. And there's a very great solution to this trap that the pious predecessors have prescribed to us, that when a person falls into this trap, so when he sees kashf and dreams and mubasharat, then don't practice on any of them. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said, you don't need to practice only them. That everything is reality, what you can see, practically, physically. If you see dreams or visions or mubasharat, you're seeing walis of Allah, etc. It doesn't matter what you see, how many dreams, but this is all hidden. This is silent. Don't do amal, practice on those things. Oh, today I saw this dream, I was told to do this, etc., etc. Hazrat said, Rahmatullah, that don't practice on dreams and visions and mubasharat. And for example, if you do see dreams, and for example, that you don't get something that you feel you need from your sheikh, even if you're not getting it, then what happens? Is that just like you are being told, and what you want to get, what you want, where you want to receive from is your shaykh, Allah Ta'ala confirms Himself in advance what you need. And Allah Ta'ala, if He without your asking has taken you to this manzil destination, then why do you make demands? Then this silsila muridin, when they are given promotion, elevation, and progress, and for example, the shaykh, he gives something to the student. This is not as a result of the student requesting this, or he thinks, this is the shaykh, the teacher, Allah Ta'ala gives ilham, inspiration to the teacher, that this murid, this student, do this with this student, and he doesn't know, realize the student, and he gets the requirement fulfilled that he needs. So Allah Ta'ala says, and this is the teaching, that Allah Ta'ala gives the inspiration to the teacher, that the student needs to be given this direction. So automatically that comes. So the student shouldn't think, oh, I've seen this dream or vision and I need this from my teacher, I should be given promotion, etc., and this is not happening, and then he comes off track and he takes that dangerous path and the person drops from the high levels. So this is a very important subject in tazkiyah and a very important message, and today is very common. Whoever we see, oh, I did ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, young men, old people, or this shaykh came to my dream, this pious person came to my dream, I saw this vision, I did ziyarah, I saw this dream of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember this. Such dreams, mubasharat, good news announcements, the pious predecessors have told us that the first criteria for a human being is halal, lawful earnings and purity of the nafs. That's only then can a person see good dreams. Only then will he see good dreams. And that's when we realize that a person has to be on a high level to see good dreams and visions. And then Allah Ta'ala bestows a person with good dreams and visions. Today we know, all of us, we don't even know what we're eating, drinking, what are we wearing, what is our hisab, kitab, our accounts, etc. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us. But we need to try to ensure that our earnings and our transactions are pure and lawful. So if these are not pure, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But how can we say our dreams and our visions are pure? A person, even if you just save from shaitan enough, that's good enough. And today is common, done a bit of tasbih and dhikr. If you tell a person to do a bit of dhikr of Allah, he thinks he's reached the height straight away. A person, and as he's traveling, that his mind is changed. The shaitan enough wants to weaken the link with the student, with his sheikh, and he'll change the direction. Shaitan enough will change the direction of the student, because everything that is attained in tasawwuf is due to the connection with the sheikh. So with the sheikh, rabt the sheikh. So when a person is traveling the path of tasawwuf, the most important link is his teacher for the student, where he gets phase from. Blessings, doesn't matter how many sheikhs you see in your dream, doesn't matter what you see in your dreams, but your sheikh is alive, your teacher is alive. Why are you relying on dreams and visions? You have got real life, genuine physical guidance. Sharia, sunnah guidance is there. So why do you need to look towards visions, dreams? Where you're seeing things and you're seeing visions, don't look at that. Where you're getting the statement and the physical direction of your teacher, he is the most important guide, the most important source, and he will tell you himself. Rather that we go towards kashf, karamat, hazrat, I saw this dream, I should be on this level, I saw this dream, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? This is a demand where the student is presenting to his sheikh that, look, I've got this spiritual elevation now, so you need to give to me more, or respect me more, or take me into your regard more. So this is bi'adabi, disrespect. So let's do dua to Allah that this path is delicate, can be dangerous, we need to be cautious, and we need to tread this path carefully, cautiously, and it's just straightforward what we've discussed today. That look, I, for example, if you, me, or if anybody sees a dream, and we've seen a dream, I'm a king, and there's a crown on my head, and I'm wandering around the world, and people are running after me, and holding me in high esteem, and I'm a king, people are standing for me, and respecting me, and after a while, and then the mosquito bites, and suddenly something, and suddenly I wake up, and then I'm lying down on that same dirty bed, and I'm scratching my head. Have I become the king? Have I? It's just a dream. These are just visions. Dreams. Nothing happens. Nothing is in dreams. Don't put the dreams on a high pedestal in mubasharat and visions. That Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, as he stated, that what is there physically in front of us, that is the reality. If we're getting dhikr morning and evening, there's no greater ni'mah than this. No greater gift of Allah than this. You're getting physical, real life rewards from Allah. Why are you depending on dreams? Allah Ta'ala says, if you live your life according to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you're getting the closeness to Allah. You are beloved to Allah. You don't need dreams. You don't need visions. You don't need emotions. If you set forth on the journey and you find a Sheikh Kamil, a real Sheikh, then you've got the guide for success. What greater ni'mah than this do you need? You're getting real life physical gifts from Allah. But nafs overcomes a person. Oh, I saw this in a dream and I'm pious and I'm brilliant. I'm better than others and I saw this and that. No. So may Allah Ta'ala allow us to and save us from the traps of shaitan. Now, so you get dreams, no need to place emphasis on the dreams. No need to discuss with anyone. No need to go to your Sheikh. Just take them out of your mind. Take them out of your mind. Carry on your physical journey. Oh, do this wazifa. I saw this dream. I should do this dhikr. And then the student tells his teacher, oh, a Sheikh came to my dream. And what's the trap he's in? That the wazifa, the lessons, the dhikr, the dhikr that your teacher has given to you. And you come away from that and you start going towards the dreams. Hazrat, I saw this dream. This buzur came to my dream. And I've told you the reality. Many people do this. That, are you doing dhikr? Yes, I'm doing dhikr. But I'm not doing it completely. This Sheikh came to my dream and said, do this action. This is better. And I started that practice. And that is zikr as well. But shaitan, why is he taking that person towards zikr from his dream and visions? Because shaitan and nafs know that the teacher physical who has given him the prescription of zikr and which has been advised to that student, he will get elevation and promotion due to that. The whole Quran is zikr and kalamats are zikr, but the special zikr that your teacher, your guide is prescribed to you, that is the greatest zikr for you, and that will take you quickly to Allah Ta'ala. And shaitan comes, grabs that, takes that away from that student and tells him to do something else in replacement. And he tells him your earnings will increase and your problems will be solved and this will be correct and that will be correct. No. This is not the way. Never a person should demand, shall I do this dhikr? Or shall I do, tell me some more dhikr to do, increase my amount, quantity. No. Have yaqeen, certainty that whatever the wazaif lessons I've been given from my teacher, dhikr to do, quantity, amount, and at what times, etc., frequency, that is the best way. Hazrat has prescribed to me what to do. Dhikr, all the du'as, every action is great. And after I do dhikr, I will ask from Allah and Allah will give to me. So I should follow the guidance and prescription specific that my teacher, we should be saved from the trap of shaitan and nafs. May Allah Ta'ala give us caution. Well, otherwise a person, if he's on the path, he comes off track. There was a person, for example, or if he sees a dream and he sees a sheikh, shaitan can come in all forms and appearances because Allah has given him strength. Allah has given him the ability. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, shaitan cannot come in my appearance. If you see me, then definitely learn and find out that my sunnah mubarakah, does my appearance in your dream match with what you've learnt in the hadith and written in hadith? And the pious people will tell us, the Prophet ﷺ said that every single aspect of my appearance has come in hadith. My hair, my blessed hair, the beauty of my eyes, his blessed lips, the Prophet ﷺ's blessed appearance. What feature of his life ﷺ and his appearance did not come to us via hadith? All the features have come to us via hadith. But if we go, we see a dream, I'm the Nabi of Allah ﷺ, I'm this, I'm that, you're pious, totally don't rely on this. And the person starts to enjoy, oh, I've seen a dream and I'm good now, I'm better than everyone else, I'm pious, I need to be taken to the heights. No. There was an individual who came to me quite a long time ago, and I had some tabarakat, some blessed items. Alhamdulillah, another pious elder gave these to me. And he realized, this person who came to me, that I had these blessed items, tabarakat. And he thought, how can I get these? But he was, mashallah, in our silsila. And he was doing dhikr. He was regular. He did istiqamah. So he came to me once. I was sat in the khanqah. And this is ajeeb. You could say unique event that I'm sharing with you. Because some people, they don't have yaqeen, for example, dreams and visions. We rely on these too much nowadays. So a person came to me and said that another individual wants to see you. He's just come after doing Umrah. I said, mashallah, he's done Umrah. Okay, let's meet this person who's come back from Umrah. So he came and he sat with me and we sat down. And first we spoke about different things, about Ma'rifah and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after speaking to me, he said, Hazrat Sahib, I've come to you with a message. I brought a message for you. I said, message? MashaAllah, you are very pious. Oh, you, I said, please tell me. Please advise. I said, from who have you brought the message? He said, I went to the Rawda Mubarak, the blessed Rawda, and I spoke to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then I spoke to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then I spoke to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said this individual. I said, oh, very good, very good. This is a great thing that if a person is telling me that he's come with a message. He said, I was given a message to give to you. I said, what message? And subhanAllah, I didn't come into Jizbat, I was just calm, I was relaxed, I didn't start saying, wow, yeah, he's great, and he's seen a dream, he's come with a message. It's a very old event in our old khanqah, decades ago. And Hazrat was alive at that time as well, and Hazrat's focus and attention was on me, my teacher. And I said, yes, tell me, what message have you come with? He said that, that I've been given an instruction that the tabarukat, you've got the blessed items, you've got, you have to give them to me. This is the message and instruction I've been given. I said, oh, very great message. Great message. I said, okay, the blessed items I've got. He said, yes, the items you've got. I said, you were given that instruction. I said, okay, wait, when I am told this instruction, then I will give you these items. That if you can be given this instruction, then obviously the items are with me. So let's wait a little while, then when I'm told that same instruction and that message is given to me, then if you can be told and given the instruction, then I can also be told that this man will come to you and give him the blessed items, then I will pack them all and I will give them to you. Straight away, he came back down to earth and he sat down and said, you've won and I've lost. And look how Shaitan was attacking him, and he left the room straight away. So this, my friends, is a very important point for us to understand. So an individual should have strong yaqeen, certainty, and we should measure and weigh every point of our lives on the scale of shara, on the sharia. For the Prophet ﷺ has given us the guidance, and there are great examples from the lives of the pious predecessors. Even today, in this day and age, we need to understand from these learnings. We need to have a great maqam and adab and manners and caution. And a person who's young and old, oh, I've seen the Prophet ﷺ in a dream, I've even given this news and message, stay silent. That's it. We cannot rely on these things. But today we're living in the age of fitna. The Dajjal is about to come near, close soon. And there are great fitan and fitnas in society today. And we are trying to save ourselves. And we need to live in the world with caution. And the greatest guide for us is our Shaykh and the Quran and Shara. That's it. And the way to get Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the dhikr of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah sharifah. That's it. These two things we need to take hold of, practice two things, dhikr Allah and sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need nothing else as guidance, nothing else. Good news upon good news upon good news. Not in dreams. Whichever page of the Quran you turn to, you will get good news. Whichever page of the Quran you look at, from these two things, you will get good news and result. The people who do dhikr of Allah, Allah ta'ala said, and those who live their lives according to sunnah, on every page of the Quran will get the good news, inshallah. So great, great news is coming from the Quran. We don't need to listen to anybody else. We don't need to take guidance from anybody else. There are many events occurred in my life like this, but alhamdulillah, never did I rely on these emotions and visions, etc. So this is the big point. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.